It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
In the wake of the massacre at Parkland, Florida's Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School last week, Donald Trump signaled his support for improving the federal background check system for aspiring gun owners.
President Trump is said to be open to bipartisan legislation to shore up the nation's background check system. The White House is referring to a bill introduced by Democratic Senator Chris Murphy and Republican Senator John Cornyn. The senators crafted the bill after another shooter killed dozens of people in a rural Texas church last November. It does not expand the background check system, but instead strengthens existing law to prevent criminals and domestic abusers from obtaining firearms. A senior administration official tells NBC News that the language may need to be tweaked and that discussions are ongoing, but the White House is open to it.
A White House source told the Washington Post that last week's mass shooting at the Florida high school, which left 17 people dead, offered a, quote, reprieve from the chaos facing the administration of Donald Trump.
Washington Post has a stomach-churning story up on the front page of its website right now. This is the actual headline. For the weary White House, Florida shooting offered a reprieve from scandals. Reprieve is in quotes because a White House official actually said that word, saying it was a reprieve, expressing great relief that the Trump White House felt upon hearing the news about the massacre of school kids at a Florida high school last week. Here's how the story starts. Quote, the White House was under siege. Domestic abuse allegations against a senior aide were ignored, pointing to a potential high-level cover-up. Two cabinet secretaries were caught charging taxpayers for luxury travel. A Playboy centerfold alleged an extramarital affair with the president. And the special counsel's Russia investigation was intensifying. The tumult was so intense that there was fervent speculation the president might fire his chief of staff. But a gun massacre at a Florida high school last Wednesday, which left 17 dead, seemed to shift the media glare away from the Trump scandals and gave embattled aides an opportunity to refocus. Some aides privately acknowledged that the tragedy offered a breather from the political storm. There had been a tentative plan for White House Chief of Staff John Kelly to address the news media from the briefing room on Wednesday, where he would have faced intense scrutiny over his role in the mishandling of domestic abuse allegations against former Staff Secretary Rob Porter. After the shooting in Florida, though, that plan was scuttled. For everyone, it was a distraction or a reprieve, said a White House official. A lot of people here felt like it was a reprieve from 7 or 8 days of just getting pummeled. But the official said, as we all know, sadly, when the coverage dies down a little bit, we'll be back through the chaos.
Pennsylvania Supreme Court approved a new congressional district map for the state's 2018 elections in a 4-3 decision after stating that previously drawn districts were gerrymandered to favor Republicans. Chris Hayes of MSNBC explains.
Last month, you'll recall, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, that's the state Supreme Court, struck down that state's congressional map after Democrats charged that the 18 districts were unconstitutionally gerrymandered to benefit Republicans. They had a pretty good case. Even though Democrats outnumber Republicans in the state, Republicans hold a 13-5 advantage in congressional seats. And that's because after the 2010 census, the GOP-controlled legislature drew up wildly gerrymandered districts like Pennsylvania's 7th District, which is not so affectionately known as Goofy-Kicking Donald Duck. Now, the state Supreme Court gave both parties until last Thursday to agree to a new, fairer map. They could not agree. Republicans unsuccessfully appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court in a kind of Hail Mary effort to keep the old map. That didn't work. And one even threatened to impeach the Democratic justices in the state court who made the initial ruling. Today, after all that, the state Supreme Court issued a new congressional map, which eliminates a lot of the contorted gerrymandering that gave Republicans such an undue advantage. Republicans will likely sue, but assuming the new map stands, it will be, or could be at least, a huge boost for Democrats who need to net 24 congressional seats to take control of the House. The new map in Pennsylvania could net them at least 4 seats and possibly more, which puts them on track to win at least a sixth of all the pickups they need in that state alone.
The LA Times reporting that Rick Gates, Donald Trump's former deputy campaign manager, will plead guilty to fraud-related charges and testify against former campaign manager Paul Manafort.
According to the LA Times, Rick Gates is going to plead guilty. He will testify against Paul Manafort. That's his co-defendant in this case. It was a criminal case regarding financial crimes before he had anything to do with the presidential campaign. Now, both of these men pleaded pleaded not guilty to those charges. So, you know, it's obviously a worrisome development for Paul Manafort, the fact that his co-defendant in this case is willing to engage in this plea deal and then testify against him. What does this mean for the grand scheme of things? What does this mean for the Russia investigation more broadly? And it could mean a couple things. I mean, one, cooperation from Rick Gates obviously means that you're moving closer to being able to get what you need on Paul Manafort to move forward on him. It could also put pressure on Paul Manafort to cooperate with the special counsel's investigation. And we don't know if he could be building up to something else. Rick Gates' cooperation could be kind of a building block in the special counsel's investigation, either to bring charges against President Donald Trump or against some of his other associates. We just don't have a good sense of how valuable this information is that Rick Gates is providing the special counsel in exchange for this plea deal. I got the
news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.